People in Northern California are upset about plans to launch a major aerial assault on a moth. It isn't the bug they're worried about, it's the spray the state plans to use to kill it. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
No more spray!
No more spray!
They carried signs reading "Play, not spray," and "Keep your spray off my baby." They were young, stay-at-home moms and other activists who converged this week at the state capitol in Sacramento.
Governor Schwarzenegger, what do we tell Governor Schwarzenegger?
They're trying to stop the state from launching a massive aerial spraying over San Francisco and neighboring counties. The target is a light brown apple moth, which is seen as a major threat to California's $32 billion ag industry. Two counties, Monterey and Santa Cruz, have already seen spraying. Jillian Briscoe is a physician's assistant and a mother who says her two toddlers were exposed.
Within a couple days, they both came down with upper respiratory coughs that were completely unexpected. They hadn't been around ill children, and that lasted about 3 weeks.
Hundreds of people reported similar reactions, coughs, nausea, breathlessness. But a panel of state public health officials say they were unable to find a link between these symptoms and the spraying. Nearly 30 years ago, the state blasted the San Francisco Bay Area with malathion to wipe out the infamous medfly. Filmmaker Robert Altman later lampooned the reaction in his film Shortcuts.
She's outside. Told you 100 times.
Don't put Susie outside. They're spraying. It's gonna give her cancer.
It's not gonna give her cancer. Don't you get environmental on me, Sherry.
This time, the state is trying to dampen the hysteria with a new PR offensive aimed at what they say is a misinformation campaign coming from the critics of the spraying program. A.G. Kawamura, the California Secretary of Agriculture, says the spray is actually a pheromone delivered in microscopic capsules.
This is not your classic insecticide. It's a moth perfume. It's a scent. It will confuse a male moth as it's looking for a female. And the idea is to keep it from reproducing. If it doesn't mate, it doesn't reproduce. If it doesn't reproduce, the population collapses.
Kawamura says if the spraying program is delayed and the light brown apple moth gets established, the alternatives to the pheromone spray will be far worse. And lawmakers from the ag-dominated Central Valley, such as Republican Assemblyman Tom Berryhill, say doing nothing is not an option.
This is a bad bug. If we let this thing get into the Central Valley, this is Armageddon for agriculture.
Okay. The groans came from anti-spray activists who had packed a state assembly hearing even as others waited in long lines to get in. Outside, Jillian Briscoe shook her head at the notion of more spraying.
I never expected to find myself on the steps of the Capitol fighting furiously for this, but I don't feel like it's a choice. It's a have to. No, but you don't need to be a scientist. You don't need to be a family practice physician assistant or a physician to identify that this is not good. Not good for anyone.
While the debate rages on, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's convinced the spray is safe, and the state has no intention of backing down. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.